They're getting back to more normal operation. Jackson Transportation Authority. Chad Cumberworth joins us this morning.
Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Up and running on a more normal basis now?
We will be starting Saturday, June 13th. We'll be back to normal. The only thing that will be different is we're going to be requiring everyone to wear facial coverings still until further notice, until we hear from the CDC or the governor or our board of directors makes a decision that drivers or passengers will no longer need to wear them.
How are people handling that so far?
We've had some people complain because some people, if you have a medical condition that keeps you from wearing a medical or a facial covering because it will hinder your health for any reason, like if you have asthma or a mental health condition, then they do not have to wear the facial covering. But if they don't have a medical condition, then they're required to wear a facial covering or they will not be on board.
So what will be the key changes when you go back?
Key changes? We're going to start front door boarding again, because right now we're doing rear door entry only. We're going to start collecting fares again. We'll resume all regular services Saturday, including our reserve ride program. That will be running 7 days a week. Fixed bus routes will be running 6 days a week. Those are the biggest changes that are going to take effect on Saturday.
Yeah, pretty big that you can collect a fare.
Yeah, we're down quite a bit in ridership, and we've lost about $75,000 in fare collection. So since March 14th, I believe.
So ridership, was it down significantly, Chad?
Yeah, ridership's down about 70% over the since March till May, and it was down last month, I believe, looking at my performance dashboard that I keep here, it was down 70% from this time last year. So that's quite a big number.
So what do you expect going forward here?
We expect a slow increase in ridership. I think just like the economy, I think it's going to be a slow return to normal for us just because people are going to be hesitant getting back out there, being around people, especially being in the bus. You don't have that 6-foot social distancing. It's really hard to maintain that. So I think people are going to be a little bit hesitant riding a bus, but hopefully that will soon, if the pandemic keeps on its trajectory it's on right now, that will disappear soon, and ridership will be back to normal before we know it.
Will you try to keep social distancing, though?
It's up to the passengers. We're leaving that up to them as far as, if they want to sit next to somebody, they can. If they want to, sit as far away from them as they can. But the more crowded the bus, the harder it's going to be to maintain that distance. The only thing that we're monitoring is the facial coverings. A driver will not let a passenger on without a facial covering.
What are the most popular routes?
I would say East Michigan and West Michigan are probably the most popular routes.
Mm-hmm.
And during the pandemic or during the, during the entire pandemic, but probably the past 3 or 4 weeks, we had started combining some of our routes into one-hour routes because normally most of our routes are just half-hour routes with
right.
The exception of JCC. So we combined some routes to help with that that loss in ridership and loss in revenue. But starting Saturday, everything's going to be back to normal. Everything's going to be half-hour routes. So we're looking forward for Saturday and hopefully continuing and going up from there and everything gets back to normal.
With Jackson College pretty much closed, does that change your operation there at all?
Yeah, a little bit. We used to go out there, I think, 7 or 8 times a day. And when the pandemic hit, we changed it to, especially when they closed, we changed it to 3 times per day because there was still some, I think, international students that were out there that needed to get back and forth into town that couldn't get home because of the travel ban. So we still went out to Jackson College.
Okay. So you'll keep going there?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it Monday? Did you say Monday or Saturday?
It'll be Saturday, June 13th. Resuming services, yes.
Anything else riders need to know about?
Just to be safe and try to maintain that social distancing and make sure they're wearing facial coverings. And the fares are going to start again on June 13th. I don't know if I said that, but we'll start collecting fares again because right now we're not collecting fares. But starting June 13th, this Saturday, we'll start collecting fares again.
Hey, Chad, appreciate the visit.
Hey, thank you.
Take care. Chad Cumberworth, Jackson Transportation Authority.